Well, all I know now is that somebody has called me and told me that Frog died. And so I put a little X in the corner.
She
so
X'd
that
his
I
name. Y'all, she X'd his little name. She put the little mark on him.
I did. And then I go up and I'm standing. And of course, the room is full. When we have a reunion, the room is full of people, you know, because they've got wives now and, you know, or husbands or whoever, you know, people are showing up. So it's not just like 300 men. I mean, you've got this room full of people. You're not seeing everybody. So I go up and I'm standing up giving the memorials and I call his name out and he goes, Joni, I'm right here.
Guys.
I'm right here.
He was there.
So I came back and I crossed out his little, you know.
She had to cross out the crossing. Okay. The X. That's my favorite story.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? Well, stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
You want to get us in and then tell us all about your life?
Sure. Welcome, everybody, to episode 186 of Designer Cornbread Podcast.
Welcome.
And graduation happened Friday night.
And did it rain or was it nice?
Poured, but not in graduation. So graduation was at 7:30, and at 5:30, the entire bottom was falling out.
You're kidding.
I mean, no. So, but it cleared off after that at about 7 o'clock. It cleared off.
Oh, thank goodness.
And the football team went out with leaf blowers and dried off the seats.
Oh, my goodness.
And we got all the seats out, the diplomas out, we got flowers out, all of that. Oh. And we trudged across a very wet football field and we got graduated.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
well, that is a huge blessing because I'm sure you've seen those videos of those poor kids in other parts of Tennessee.
Yes, yes. And it just came a torrential downpour. They couldn't even hold their heads up.
They just made those, they made those kids sit in that rain and walk up in that rain to get their diplomas. They don't, they're one brick short of a load up there.
Well, so here's what they probably, and this is what we ran into too. I mean, and I was praying, y'all, I was praying that the sun would come or that it just wouldn't rain. Because most places can't have them inside.
Right. Exactly. That's like what you said.
A fire marshal, you can't get that many people in one place. Let me tell you, I will tell you this. Right as graduation was happening, a rainbow came over the school.
Oh.
And there was a cloud formation that had a cross. It looked like the clouds looked like a cross. And we still do baccalaureate here.
Mm-hmm.
Most public schools have stopped that.
Mm-hmm.
I think we are the only one in our region that does it. And so one of the ministers at baccalaureate looked at Wes Thursday night. He said, so what are you going to do about tomorrow night? And he said, we're going to graduate. He said, have you checked radar? And Wes said, we're going to graduate. He said, why, you know, what are you going to do if it rains? And he said, look, he said, we are the only school around here that still does baccalaureate. And I'm going to believe that the Lord is going to bless that. And we are going to graduate.
Maybe that's it.
He said, and then later, he was telling this today, he said, and then 5:30 Friday afternoon, my faith was wearing a little thin.
He's thinking, maybe I shouldn't have spoken. Maybe I shouldn't test the Lord, my God.
Yeah, but listen, we were all praying that it just went off. So it did. Everybody got graduated, and it turned out to be a really nice night. So
good. Oh, my goodness.
Now I'm in service. Mm-hmm. And I decided, and we come home at lunch during in service, and I thought, I can get my workout in. And I did.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped my knee out.
Joni.
Yep. Welcome to summer.
And on cue.
And on cue. Yeah.
Well, sounds like you're going to need a lot of pool aqua.
Yeah. The cool. Anyway, it did pop back. My kneecap popped out of place, but it popped back in.
Okay. So now it's just kind of sore.
And I did get to the steps and was yelling for Ron to come help me.
Oh, honey.
The steps. But I had a knee brace from some injury from years ago. Who knows? I don't, you know, when you have it's pretty bad when you have a brace drawer of, you know, let's see, do I need the ankle brace, the knee brace, the wrist brace?
Right.
Which brace do we need?
Let me just go to our collection of, of injury devices.
It hurts. I can walk on it. It hurts. I did get the wheelchair to roll down the hall. We had a faculty meeting when I got back. Ron said, are you just going to call him and tell him you're not coming back? I said, I am not making up an in-service day.
No.
No.
I'm I'm going to get there if they have to roll me in.
And thankfully, the nurse is right next door to me. I started walking. We had a faculty meeting as soon as we got back from lunch. It was down the cafeteria and started walking down that hall. And I went, nope. And I stuck my head in. I said, hey, Phyllis, can I borrow a wheelchair? So here I go, rolling in the wheelchair.
Rolling.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. You really went out with a big bang. You really made made it out.
I did. So hopefully, I'm hoping this is not going to be a major thing since it popped back in that it's...
I hope so, too. Are you taking the ibuprofen for the inflammation?
I have not yet, but I will start that tonight. Yeah,
and get the ice and then do all that stuff. Yeah, you're probably right.
I did ice it as soon as it happened. Okay. So, anyway.
Because that'll still hurt if you the little muscles around it.
If you're just tuning into us, I have a theme that goes along. I will stay well all through the school year. But as soon as we have a break, I get sick. And when Holly said, right on cue, that's what she was talking about. This is right on cue.
But we've got to do something about this. We've got to counteract this.
We got to
believe that this will stop.
I'm going to start 2 weeks before we get out for a break. I'm going to schedule appointments at Flourish and say, just go ahead and start ozone on me.
Yep.
Let's just go ahead, get the ozone. Heal whatever's lingering in there.
Yes. Counteract, get all bolstered up and all juiced up with whatever they give you. And that's a good idea. So, oh my goodness. Well, at least you made it. The kids all made it.
We did. And listen, I know what I want on my tombstone.
Oh, good.
Ready?
Back to our funeral
theme.
Yeah,
we're back. Yeah. No. So yesterday, it was raining here and I mean, it's just rain. We just have rain. We're evidently living in Seattle. I don't know.
Same. It's the brutal.
It's just rain. So it was raining on Memorial Day. So Ron and I just went. I said, hey, we've done the Memorial Day service, and I don't mean that to sound crass, but I would just like to just go drive around Shiloh. Mm-hmm. Let's just get some coffee and let's just go, drive around, look at monuments.
Nice.
And, that's what we did. But y'all may have heard me talk a few weeks ago about Miss Betty. And she passed away back in December, and she was 98 years old. Mm. She passed away, and she was president of the Daughters of the Confederacy.
Mm, okay.
And very proud of her Southern heritage and because she had done. And she actually raised money for some of the statues at Shiloh, and she loved Shiloh and all that. So she actually got to be buried at Shiloh.
Oh, did she really?
So she's down at that old Methodist church on those grounds. Do you remember?
Yes, I do. I think I do. Mm-hmm.
So we got out. I said, let's get out and go see Miss Betty's grave. And so we did. We were walking around there and found it. And her gravestone is new now because it wasn't there when they first buried her. And she has, Shiloh, land that I love or whatever, it's a huge stone.
Oh, okay.
So it has all kinds of these things. The two statues that she helped bring to Shiloh, there are pictures of those on there.
Oh, wow.
Engraven in there. But at the bottom of her tombstone, it says Southern by the grace of God. Oh. I want that on my tombstone. That is going on my tombstone.
That's a little rude of you, but that's Southern, fine.
By the grace of God.
Well, he knew. He knew where to put you. Let's just put it that way. Damn. God knows where to put, where everyone needs to be, and that's where he plants them. The grace of God. That's great. Yeah. That's such an old school, like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so I mean, that's just kind of been, we wrapped up school and did exams and did the baccalaureate and got everybody graduated and had Memorial Day. And
wow, that's a good, that's, I mean, telling you, May is like, especially for teachers, mm-hmm. or parents, if you, you know, if you still have school yeah. age kids or seniors, it's a whole gauntlet of fun yes. and memory and emotion. Great things, emotions. And, yeah. mm-hmm. But man, it just kind of rolls right along. And by the time you get to the end, you're like, well, we made it. Looks like we made it.
Yes. So I have, you know, just to finish in service and I will be done.
Yes. Yes. This is awesome. Very, very nice. Well, as you know, I'm here in Chattanooga with our boys.
Yes.
And let me tell you, we have had a time. We have just had a time. I told Joni this and I told Tim this. And like everyone, I'm like, if you had told me 20 years ago that I would be furniture shopping with Caleb Shank for his new home, I would have called you a liar.
Yes.
I would have said, what are you talking about? And that he would want, that he would care to do it. He's yes. the cutest. We go around with he's got his little tape measure on his hip. And we went out on Saturday and it was such a sight. I don't know what the people at the stores must have, but it was Caleb and Hudson and Avery and myself. So here's this middle-aged woman coming in with these three young people, and we're at the Ashley and we're shopping for, you know, Caleb had scouted out, knew they were having a sale. And we went in and we just started looking. And you know, the people at those furniture stores are, especially this one, but man, they work on commission, clearly. So you walk in the door and the first one to like greet you is like your person for life. Like yes. they are not letting go of you. And they try to make it, and she was very nice. We had a nice lady named Kim who hooked us when we got in that door. And I mean, it's just so funny because it was like we'd be by ourselves for just a few, you know, kind of told her what we were looking for. And yeah. she was helpful. I will say she definitely was. Like we needed some guidance on a few things, but it was like we'd be just talking and all of a sudden we'd be talking and have a question. And all of a sudden she'd be like, that comes in two colors and blah, blah, blah. She'd run down the hole. You can wash that by diluting one cup of bleach into a gallon of thing and spraying it. And we're just like, where'd she come from? It's like she popped up.
We're very helpful, Kim.
She really was. I don't, but it's so funny. It was just like right on that edge of like, you know, but so, I know, but they've got to, that's what, and she was helpful. So
I'm trying to see if Caleb told me this or if he texted me this.
Okay.
I love the chair.
Oh yeah. Listen, we found some good stuff, Joni. You're going to just be pleased as punch.
Yes, I am.
Which chair? That brown one?
Brown one.
It's beautiful.
He must have told me, but he said picture. He said, it's a perfect chair for sipping whiskey mm-hmm. and smoking a cigar.
Yep.
And as he said, that's the feel it has. And I said,
yep.
Oh, so it's the boogie chair. And he said, it is the Uncle Boogie chair. He said, I've got a whole Uncle Boogie corner.
He does. Now, I have been calling that's the cozy coffee corner. That's how we refer to that area of the room. We have little codes for all the areas of the room. That's yes. cozy coffee corner. But it, for sure, I mean, he saw that chair, Avery saw it and pointed it, and we were like, and he just, his little eyes lit up.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we had a spot for it. We knew what we were doing in that corner. We were pulling all the coffee stuff out. We found a little cabinet at Hobby Lobby to put all the little coffee stuff on and this cool shelf. And it's going to have a little tiny side table. I even said, I'm going to get you a vintage, big, heavy glass somewhere. When I even have one in stock, ashtray. Because as soon as he said smoking my cigar, I'm like, I'm going to hook you up with one of them big glass ashtrays, you know. And we'll put some art. We framed some of his art pieces, Joni. You're going to be tickled pink. Because I said, where's your art? I said, we're definitely putting some of your pieces up. And he was like, okay.
Y'all, Caleb has started doing, charcoal drawings. And they are all based on a Bible verse. And what he will do is he will go in and write the Bible verse and then smear it into the charcoal.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're gorgeous.
They really are beautiful. And the one I think we talked about before, but anyway, it's not smeared, but it's the one where he's done the Greek of Matthew.
Yes.
Anyway, so we did that one, and we did, he has one of, I think it's Peter, it's in the water.
Yeah.
He says that's Peter in the
sinking the way.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm like, what is that? Anyway, so that one, and then he has another one, which I adore, that, because he was showing me pictures, like, well, I've got this one, and it's a smaller one. It's a square 18 by 18 when we cut it, but it's the cowboy.
Yeah, I knew you'd love the cowboy.
And he's just aiming the gun, and he's got this horse. So that is going to get a frame, and that is going to go on the bar area, the beautiful console, navy blue.
Oh,
you should see this piece of furniture, Joni Shane. You're just going to be pleased as punch.
Good. I can't wait.
It's gorgeous. I was like, I am making you buy this piece. And we were looking for a piece for that spot in the living room across the wall, right? When you walk in. So there's that beautiful long wall, again, to kind of pull stuff out of the kitchen. And I know he's got stuff and I said, you could put your poker chips down in there. You can store, it's got cabinets. So it's just a beautiful, and we ran across it, and it's this beautiful dark, like navy blue with this like pattern on the doors. Mm. We were all very excited. So then he had that big white mirror. There was the house came with this big, giant, really giant mirror that they had painted white. It was a wood, mirror, and they'd painted it white. And well, that's where the TV's going to go. But I said, take that down off the wall. That we are going to paint that. And I got that finished today, a beautiful antique gold, bronzy kind of gold. And that's going to go above that blue bar.
Oh.
I know, with the cowboy picture, like on the thing kind of. And he said, and I can get like a wood bowl and put some limes in them and put that on there. And I said, you can. I said, that is great.
Caleb is such a Broyles Vonderbrugge mix.
He really is. He was sure like,
Ron and
I don't know that y'all had anything to do with it. No. And he said, yeah, I could put a bowl and I could put some limes in that. I said, you sure can. And then later he was talking about, what was he saying? He was saying something about he's got some pictures. Now I can't remember what it was specifically, but of Uncle Boogie doing something, maybe probably smoking a cigar. I don't know what it was. And he said that he wanted to put, I said, oh yeah, those can go over on the bars. And I said, yeah, I said, we will frame those. So Boogie right now may have a corner and a bar. I don't know. It seems like he's taking over the house.
You see this? Do you see this? What's happening here? He has a framed picture of Uncle Boogie in his house, and he doesn't have one of his mother yet.
I know. He doesn't have the Boogie one yet, so you're okay. You're okay. But I did, that's the other thing, because I'm like, we need to look through your pictures at some point. As you're getting more into the decor, like right now we're just trying to set the basics, and then you can add in and get your pictures. And
Caleb Shank, I made you, birthed you, I taught you how to use the toilet.
Oh,
I taught you how to swim. Mm. I taught you how to walk. I taught you how to pray. You had better darn well get a picture of your mother in there over Uncle Boogie.
Uncle Boogie taught him how to smoke a cigar. That's it. That's all that matters,
and,
Joni.
And a sip whiskey.
I walked in, and that boy had all those Diplomatico rum bottles on the top of his kitchen cabinets. He's like, look, I put my bottles up. I said, that is so great. I said, that is wonderful. So he's having, we had a time, I tell you, but we found good things. We found good prices. He was wise with his money, and we picked out, you know, like the entertainment, like the things that are the next phase, you know, here they are. So now he just knows and can go do that. And we got his bedroom, we didn't do anything to it, but like, he knows what he's like, the curtains, like he knows how those are going to do, and his bed's going to go in front of that. And I mean, it's a whole, he's kind of got the layout.
Okay, good.
So he kind of has a good direction to go. And whenever he feels like, and the budget gets to the phase two or whatever, he's ready to go. So it's been then we went to the Hobby Lobby and got the frames and got the paint and found another little side table. We found this little wood side table. It was like a rough piece of stump, piece of like a slice of wood, you know, perfect.
Yeah.
Like I'm like perfect on just these nice legs, and it's going over by another side chair. You should see these other side chairs we got. You should see these chairs. You're not going to believe what your son picked out.
Good.
They are modern and comfortable and gorgeous. Anyway, this little table goes over there, and he's in the Hobby Lobby carrying that thing around. And he said, I said, oh, it's going to go by that table or that chair. It's going to be so nice. You can put whatever, you know, beverage or plant, even whatever you want. And he took his tape measure out and sat it down on it. And he said, this is my tape measure table.
Oh, my gosh.
This is where my tape measure is going to go. I said, that sounds amazing. I said, that's great. It's your house. You can do whatever you want.
So what do I need to buy for him? What do I need to buy for him?
Well, it just depends on, what you want to get. There's, you know, he's in good shape.
I bet. Outdoor his patio stuff.
Well, that's what I was just going to say. He actually was going to go, look at us, y'all. I hope y'all are interested in hearing about two moms talk about their children and their, because this is what we're doing. And this is what we've been up to. He was talking about wanting to go get some outdoor for his deck, his furniture and stuff like that. And I know he was kind of planning on looking at that pretty quickly. So you could talk about that. I mean, you know, it would be, he's not going to listen to this.
He's not going to listen.
Okay. No. You know, like a nice grill, like a nice barbecue grill would be nice too. Cause that's, you know what I mean? Just to get them going. Cause that's probably something he might not get right away.
Those were things that Ron and I were thinking.
That's what I've kind of figured between the
outdoor
two of you.
Furniture or a Blackstone or a smoker or grill.
I'm sure he'd love that. And that, cause you know, that's something that's just a little more, you would probably wait a little bit on but you know, I know he'd really enjoy it. Yeah, and he pulled out that KitchenMaid. He pulled out, he said, he looked over, he said, I don't know where I'm going to put this. Where am I going to put this? And he opened it up, and it's this gorgeous dark navy blue to coordinate with the bar and the other little table. Beautiful KitchenAid mixer. And I was like, what?
Yes.
So anyway.
I was like, okay.
And he said, well, I called my mom and I said, is this a good deal? Cause he said, I want to kind of bake it up. You know, I want to start baking it up. And I was like, okay. So yeah, he pulled out a beautiful new KitchenMaid. And I was like, that was beautiful.
Yeah.
So the wonders never cease. I will tell you, and, I don't know if I want to tell you, cause I don't want him to know. He won't listen to this. He might, he surprises me.
You can tell me when you get here.
I'm going to tell you right now. This morning I'm at, and then we went, okay. So anyway, we did all that stuff, went to church. I went to church with the boys, which is wonderful.
Did you meet the Mason?
I did. I got to meet everybody. It was so sweet. Y'all, they are so sweet to our boys. Yeah. And the pastor, Andy, is that his name? Andy?
Adam.
Adam. I'm sorry. I knew it would start with an egg. See how much I pay attention. Anyway, that was just, it was a great sermon, you know, it's just a wonderful place. We're thrilled for them. So then we went out to a little lunch after that, took the boys out and blah, blah, blah. But today, so, and then we went out, and then I was over there yesterday quite a bit, Avery and Joey. We were helping Hudson with some stuff anyway, blah, blah, blah. So we went out to dinner with Hudson's boss, business partner boss, Tim. We met with him and all went out with him. Anyway, we get home. This morning, I get out of my room. I'm staying in the little guest room here with Avery, and it's her little office. So I get out and I'm just doing stuff. Anyway, she goes in to start work, and she's like, there's a cricket in here. And I'm like, oh, I didn't hear, you know, I didn't really happen to hear anything, but I had a fan on and stuff. And she's like, there's a cricket in here. How did a cricket get in this? I mean, they're on the fifth floor of this apartment building. Like, and she's like, what? It sounds like it's in the closet, and or maybe it's out on the windowsill, you know? I don't know. I'm like, I don't know. I didn't hear it. And she just, every once in a while, she's like, there is. I don't know how that possibly got in here. So we're like, I don't know either. So then I'm getting ready to leave, and I'm organizing my purse and throwing stuff in there. And in the bottom of my purse, I see this weird little purple thing. And I'm like, what's this? Is it a wrapper? What is this? And I pull it out, and it's this little device, and it says Trick Cricket on it in my purse. So that fool son of yours, because you know it was him, dropped that little fake cricket noise in my bag. Yeah. And let me tell you what would have happened if I had gotten in the car and that thing had been chirping. I would have for sure thought, oh my gosh, the cricket is in my purse. I brought the cricket into the airport.
That is hilarious.
So that's all I want to say about that. Okay. So it has been replaced in his home.
Okay, good.
I got you. Good. It has been rehomed.
You know what? And maybe I shouldn't tell this on the podcast, but I'm going to. So, I used to work at the health department, and of course, you know the health department does all kinds of things, and some of that is birth control. And you could walk into the health department and get just all they had to do was walk up to the front desk and ask for condoms, and they would hand them a bag, a brown bag, full, had like 30 in it of them. Well, we referred to it as the party pack. So friends of ours in Nashville were getting married, and I happened through, Ron used to work for a national Christian radio station, and through that, we got to be good friends. Dave Fry may kill me. We got to be good friends with the band called Sidewalk Prophets, which is a Christian band. And Dave Fry, at that time, was single. And he's the lead singer. And he just bought a house. And so we were, and these were all friends of ours that were getting married. And so Dave called me and he said, hey, are y'all coming to Nashville? Y'all are coming to Matt's wedding, right? And I said, we are. And he said, do you think you'd have time to stop by and see my new house? And I said, we will make time. Mm-hmm. We'll be there. So I worked maybe half a day. I think they were getting married like on a Friday night, which, you know, when you're looking for venues in cities, it's, you just got to take what you can get.
That's right. Sometimes it's the only thing you can get.
So I think I worked like half a day or something, and I don't know why I did it, but on my way out, I stopped at the front desk and I said, hey, throw me a party pack. And they said, what? And I said, I'm going to a wedding. I think they'll come in useful. Just throw me a party pack. Didn't really know what I was going to do with it, but I had it down. I had this big purse. I had them down in my purse. So Dave is giving us a tour of his house. And everywhere we would go, I would reach down in my bag and I would just hide one.
Oh, Joni.
That poor boy had 30 condoms hidden all over his house, everywhere.
That could have had bad consequences later.
Could have had bad consequences.
If the wrong person came across that who didn't have a sense of humor.
So we left the house and I got to the wedding, and Dave and Ben, both, they are the owners of Sidewalk Profits. And they were ushers or groomsmen or whatever. And both of them, as I'm walking in, both of them grabbed me around the arms to escort me down. And they said, "Joni Shank, if you bring down our band because of this, we'll kill you.
If we get canceled because of this stunt."
Burst out laughing. But Dave said, later, he said one time, he said, I didn't know how. He said, I just kept opening drawers and I would find them. He said, I had no idea. Well, one time he had a friend come over and he said, "Hey, can I get on your treadmill?" And Dave said, "Sure." And the guy started getting on the treadmill and one fella, he said, "Joni, I thought I had him." It had been like a year.
Oh, no. Nothing.
And it fell out from behind.
Oh, and then the friend is like, "What in the world? Why do you need a condom on the treadmill?"
Then when I tucked in under the kitchen towels and his mother found it.
Joni, you guys, do you see how terrible she is?
It's the greatest.
How did he figure out it was you? I mean, it's obvious if you really think about it, but like.
I've forgotten. There was maybe he found one. Did he find one before we left? Something.
It must have been quickly because he had to associate it with you being there, you know? Oh, my word.
Yeah, so if any of you ever go to a Sidewalk Profits concert, you can walk up to Dave Fry.
No, don't do this.
And just say, "So I was listening to Joni Shank talk about you."
So I heard she left you some housewarming gifts.
Some housewarming. If you say that, he will 100% know.
Oh, he'll just turn bright red. It could be worth it, you guys. It could be worth it. Oh, that's just terrible, you guys. She's just out of control, completely out of control. Oh, my word.
Anyway, yeah, that's one of my favorite pranks that I've done.
That's a good one. So now you all see where her children get it from.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. They come by it honest. They come by it honest.
Yeah. So. And you know what? Some people are pretty shocked because everybody thinks that Ron is the
right,
you know, the prankster, the
evil more out loud kind of funny. Yeah. No, it's you. It's 100% you.
When they figure out that, you know, I'm the little gremlin behind things, they're kind of shocked.
And you get that from your mama.
I do.
Because that's a trick too. Your mama likes to do all kinds of bad things to me.
That is a McCaleb.
Yes, it is.
Right.
Yes, it is. A little bit of a little bit of naughty, a little bit of chaos.
Oh, just yes.
A little bit of spice to keep life going. So horny.
That's right.
Oh my goodness. Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
I was just going to say the other fun thing that happened that was a sort of a surprise this weekend was on Sunday. I got a text and ended up the Mark and Janice Mahoney, the cousins from Louisiana, were in Atlanta for a wedding and they were heading up to Paris, Tennessee to see her brother. And they're like, "We're driving through Chattanooga. Can we?" And they had called Tim to get the number for the kids because they're like, "Oh, we thought we'd, you know, see if they could meet for coffee or something." And then Tim was like, "Well, Holly's there too." So anyway, so they ended up coming over and hanging out for a little bit at Avery's and Joey's place. And Hudson came anyway. So that was just a fun, crazy little surprise to see them. But other than that, the only other big news is that my girl, Ella Langley, 7 ACM awards. 7.
What?
And her she has 2 songs, number 1 and number 2 on the Billboard Top 100, which hasn't, I mean, we're talking Beyonce, beyond that, we're talking like stratospheric success right now.
Yeah.
And I like literally just found her like a month ago, which I'm sure I'm late to the game, but it sounds like she's on the upward trajectory.
Sounds like that my gimp knee and you and me need to lay in the pool and listen all that. Yeah.
You're going to love it. There was another song. It's almost every day I wake up and I get a song of hers in my head. Today it was one that it's a really good one. It's just not one I had in my head before, but it's the cutest little song and it was just stuck in my head. And then I got something else stuck in my head that wasn't, Doe a Deer, Female Deer. Avery and I were singing that last night while playing cards. And that song doesn't stop. It keeps going around and around. You can't find the end of that song.
That's right.
It just kept going.
Right.
That's right. That's a whole nother story. So, yeah, but it's been good. It's fun. It's fun to see everybody and check on. In fact, Caleb was just texting me right when we got on. So if y'all heard some ding dings. Oh, see, looks good. He's talking about the mirror. Looks good. Where should the new chair go? He needs me to help him tell him where that chair needs to go. He got another matching. Anyway, he had to go pick up his other chair. And his stuff is being delivered Friday. Joni, he got this reclining cat. It's got two reclinies on it on the side. It's really pretty, kind of gray. And then this nice, like, what's that called? That a jute knobbly, like a jute rug under that and a wood coffee table. I'll tell you what.
Oh, look, he's so happy. He did so good, Holly.
Well, he likes these cool things and he's just, you know, so willing and just, he likes it all. He's just like, yeah, that looks really good. And so he's fun to work with. So anyway, other than that, I don't know what, I felt like there was something else I think we already talked about that. Other than that, I think I'm leaving Thursday or Friday to come down to you. We'll see. But either way, you've got school. So
John Garrett.
Yes, that camp. Mm-hmm.
And he is the driver. Oh. And he had been there 2 days and he wrecked the Kubota.
Joni, no. No, we were hoping that it wouldn't happen.
Maybe. Out of the way. So.
We were hoping that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, well, he parked it up at the hill or whatever, and he put on the parking brake. And they did not tell him this, but the parking brake has been malfunctioning.
Oh, okay.
So, but he didn't put, you know, the little wood things in front of the wheels or
little blocks. Okay.
Okay. But he put on the parking brake, so he thought he was good.
Yeah.
Until it went rolling like, I've forgotten how far down the hill.
How far did it get, Joni?
Very long way.
No.
Until it landed in the ditch.
No. Oh, Lord. Terry.
Here, back it up, Terry.
Put it in reverse.
Ron looked at me. And so we were like, oh, okay. Of course, you know, I mean, when you're not used to the hills and the steep hills and, you know, but anyway, Caleb, of course, is giving him a very hard time.
Oh, of course.
But Ron, we were laying in the bed and just out of the blue, I hear this voice in the dark say, Joni, what if that thing had ended up in the lake? No.
Run over somebody or knocked somebody over.
I mean, there are no kids there, thankfully.
Well, I know, but even a staff, you know, good Lord. Oh, so it's already starting off. Yeah. Well, that again, they should have trained him better on that. They should have said, put the blocks in. This is, you know.
It's out of the way now, so maybe we're good for the
maybe rest. So. Yeah, maybe that was it.
Yeah.
That was it. I'm going to believe that.
Go with that. Yeah. Bless his heart.
You guys, the stories of the summer, we just don't even know. We don't even know right now, do we?
No.
We've talked about that. We've talked about that before, for sure. Of like literally being at the beginning of camp, and whether you're a camper or a counselor or, you know, whatever, and if it's a place you've been and loved. But anyway, it's like the beginning of camp and not having any idea all the stories you're going to have, like, and hopefully mostly good, but like the friendships, the classic, I mean, there are still things that we quote. There are still things that we say forever and are like an integral part of our like vocabulary and memory because of stories from camp.
You know, and it's so, I did have I don't know, a little moment at graduation. Graduation was over. They're all celebrating it. And every time that I've been a senior sponsor and I've been out on the field, so the senior sponsors have to go out on the field. We call the names. We each have a room. We call the names. So we are sitting down there with the graduates. And each time that I've been senior sponsor and I've had to be out there, I've had a child on the field. Yeah. So it seems like 1 year I filled in for somebody, but I don't know why it didn't hit me then. But you know, and so after it's over, I mean, you're taking the pictures, you're doing all the stuff, you're involved, you know. Mm-hmm. But this time I'm really not involved.
You're not the same and way.
It's not the same, mm-hmm. you know. And so I'm standing there, all the confetti's going off, all the little powder shooters are going off, and, you know, all the celebrating and families coming to the field, and, you know, and I'm watching all these seniors, and I thought their whole lives are laid out in front of them right now, and mm-hmm. they have no idea what's going on. And I've thought about this. I mean, of course, all that, I don't really want to make this negative, but, you know, all the good times that you have, and I mean, you don't know how blessed you're going to be by your children, you know, and mm-hmm. until you have them, you don't know what that feels like. You don't mm-hmm. know what excelling at a job or getting promotion, yep. or, you know, what all that's like until you go through it. But there's yep. also, you know, some of the hard times. Like, I've had classmates who have lost children, mm-hmm. and I thought, you know, we didn't know.
You don't know.
Back then, mm-hmm. we didn't know what was coming our way.
Yeah. I think about that a lot at those times. You do. Yeah. You see all those little faces and the stories of life, the hard, yeah. the good. None of us know.
Yeah. And I remember when I graduated, my principal said, look around you, because you will never see some of these faces again.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, and I thought, well, that's a downer. And I thought, that's stupid. I'm going to see these people for the rest of my life. You know, I mean, yeah. because, I mean, I've been with them for 12 years.
You all grew up in the same town. Like, it's yeah. different than even like a school, like in a bigger city or a private school where you're kind of all coming from everywhere. Like, yes. you guys all yeah. kind of grew up.
We were you were mm-hmm. in school with everybody.
Everybody. Yeah.
Everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, but you just, but he's right. There are people that I have not seen since I graduated. Yeah. And there's some I haven't seen because they died.
Yeah. And you've crossed them off out of the yearbook. You've crossed them out. Y'all, she crosses people out. We've talked about this before too, but if you're new, she goes in and marks them out in her yearbook when they die.
I don't put a big X over their face.
No.
I just put a little mark at the top because I was class president. And I have to remember, we have memorials for people who died.
Yeah, but remember that time, didn't you say someone died and then he showed up?
Yes. yes.
I'm sorry. Right. It's not funny.
And that's, you know, when people, because I had a huge class, I graduated like mm-hmm. almost 300 people. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, everybody kind of disperses everywhere. And, you know, and somebody calls and said, did you hear that Frog died? Is what we called him. Frog. And I said, what? No. And he wasn't living here. And I was like, how did he die? I don't really know. Well, all I know now is that somebody has called me and told me that Frog died. And so I put a little X in the corner.
She
so
X'd
that
his
I
name. Y'all, she X'd his little name. She put the little mark on him.
I did. And then I go up and I'm standing. And of course, the room is filled. When we have a reunion, the room is full of people, you know, because they've got wives now and, you know, or husbands or whoever, people are showing up. So it's not just like 300 men. I mean, you've got this room full of people. You're not seeing everybody. So I go up and I'm standing up giving the memorials and I call his name out and he goes, Joni, I'm right here.
Guys.
I'm right here.
He was there.
So I came back and I crossed out his little, you know.
She had to cross out the cross. Okay. Yes. That's my favorite story. You guys, I made her go get the yearbooks 2 years ago. Whenever she first told me this story, I made her go get them because I said, I got to look and see all these little X's. And sure enough, there he was, X'd and then un-X'd.
We've lost so many people in our class. I can't get, and I've written them down. I mean, when I finally started exiting, I've written them like on a piece of paper and then the paper gets lost and I get up there and I'm like, I don't know.
Gone. If you're not here, we think you must be dead and we're remembering you, but he was there. You guys.
I really want to honor people. And
you guys, I'm never getting over that. I will never get over that one either. That's a good one. I did tell a guy
that I graduated with. I said, Brennan Anderson, if you tell anybody that I do this, I'm going to throat punch you. But I told him what I did, and he burst out laughing. He said, Joni, just make mine orange. He said, you can X me, but just put an orange X up there. It's for Tennessee.
Oh, good grief. No, guess what, buddy? It's going to be maroon as the day is long.
Nope, I promised Brennan Anderson when if he died before I did that I'd put an orange X at his corner.
Guys, too. This is what she does. This is what's happening. Anyway, I can't even the X's. And sure enough, I flip through there. There's all these little X's, and it's not funny. I apologize to the families. It gets me that giggle. It just hits me in the giggles, and I can't stop. So,
Lord of mercy.
Okay, we have entertained everyone long enough, but we are ready for your recipe.
My recipe. Let's get it.
Ooh.
And this one you're going to like too because it is a Mediterranean influence here.
Ooh, yummy, yummy.
It is, sorry, I got to pull it up from my computer. It is a chicken artichoke orzo.
Oh, yum.
Okay. So, and this is a lot of ingredients, but really it's stuff, most of it is seasonings and you've probably got most of them in your kitchen. So 2 tablespoons of olive oil, 3 teaspoons of salt. You're going to divide that. 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 4 boneless chicken breast, 1.5 cups of a Vidalia onion or sweet onion chopped up, 3/4 cup of chopped fennel, 2 tablespoons of garlic minced. That's going to be about 6 cloves. You need 4 cups of tomatoes, but you got to chop them and you got to seed them.
So right.
Culinary word is a concase, but yeah.
Okay, you so none of the little gooky liquidy. I'll get all that out.
Yeah, get all that.
Okay.
You need a 1 can of the quartered artichoke hearts. Drain that real well. Then you've got 1.5 cups of chicken broth, 1 cup of dry white wine, 1/2 cup of the pitted olives. Shoot, I just lost my word.
Calamata. There you go.
2 tablespoons of capers. Drain those. 2 teaspoons of dried oregano, 1/4 teaspoon of crushed red pepper, 1.5 cups of the orzo pasta, 1 lemon sliced up, and then you're going to garnish that, or you can garnish that with the fennel fronds. Okay, preheat your oven to 350 degrees, and then get a cast iron skillet, heat your oil up, and sprinkle the salt and that 1 teaspoon of salt in your black pepper all over your chicken breast. Add your chicken to the skillet, cook that until it's brown, probably about 4 minutes per side. Then take that out of the skillet, set it aside, and to your skillet, add your onion, your chopped fennel, cook that over medium heat, and just keep stirring it until it's lightly browned and just tender, and stir in your garlic. Keep in mind, your garlic cooks very fast, so you're only going to cook it for 1 minute at the most. And then you're going to stir in your tomato, artichoke, broth, wine, olives, capers, oregano, red pepper, and your remaining 2 teaspoons of salt. And then stir in your orzo. Top it with chicken and lemon slices and then cover that tightly. You're going to bake it for 20 minutes and then uncover it and bake until that orzo is tender and all the liquid's been absorbed for about 30 minutes more. And then you want to let it stand for 10 minutes before you serve that. Mm. And then you garnish it once you're ready to serve it.
Oh, my goodness.
Orzo, if you don't know what orzo is, it is a pasta. It looks closer to rice, but it is a pasta. So
that sounds so good. And I love all those flavors. That's going to be really flavorful. And I love a one pan.
Yes.
Where you just cook that chicken. You can do that with rice too, but like the orzo and the chicken, it just all cooks together. And you know, you're not using 1,000 pans, you know, I mean the skillet, but that's not too bad. So I love that. That's a really good summer.
Yes. Yeah. A good weeknight. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of ingredients there as I'm reading it down.
Yeah. But most seasoning.
You've got most of all that.
Yeah.
You know, already. Yeah. So.
And it's like garlic and this and that. I mean, it's not anything that's, you know, not weird. That,
yeah.
So, no. Yeah. Oh, that sounds amazing. That sounds like perfect. Perfect for a summer dinner. Okay. I think it's my top three.
Top three.
Yes. Thank
you. Okay. Mine are just sort of really simple little things. There is an Italian restaurant that we went to actually down in Rossville. So it's just over the Georgia line. That's where Joey's mom lives down there, and we went and had lunch with her on Monday. And anyway, we ended up at this little Italian place. It's called Cesario's. And it's really cool looking. It's made out of like, what are those called? Freight.
Oh, the trucking. The
trucking containers.
Yes. Yeah.
Is that what they're called?
Yes. Containers.
All of a sudden my brain just went totally. Mm-hmm. It's constructed out of that. It's all painted black, but it's like constructed out of these shipping containers. That's what they're called. I'm like, oh, I can't get the word. Yeah. So it's sort of cool. And it even has a little patio. We ate inside, but, the guy that greeted, I assume he's the owner. He actually seated us and everything. And then he like told us all, you know, have you eaten here before? And Jill had, but we hadn't. So he's like, oh, this is authentic Italian. He's like, we get all of our flour. They do pizzas. They're really known for their pizzas, but they have pasta. They had this delicious bruschetta. Both Jill and I got these bruschetta, all kinds of stuff, but like their pizzas are amazing. And he said, we get all our flour. We order it directly from Italy. Like, we order some kind of cheese. I mean, he was telling us all about the origin of all their ingredients and all that. And it was really good. It was just a good, yummy, you know, right there in Rossville, Georgia. And even I was wondering, and we talked and I said, I wonder if you are gluten sensitive, I bet you could eat this if it's really flour from Italy. I'm like, I wonder if you could have that. But it was delicious. It was just really, really good and kind of a different, unique little, very homemade, and it was really good. So Cesario's in Rossville, Georgia. My comfort show right now is the Miss Marple series again. I'm just going to say it because that's just my, you know, nighty nighttime comfort show. I love Miss Marple. She's precious. And I just love how her little garden and her little village. And I know there's lots of murders around, but whatever. Right. And then the last one, just really cheesy, but it was furniture shopping with those kids. I'm telling you what. And we would lose Hudson, and Hudson and Avery would wander off.
Yeah.
And Caleb and I are like about the business, you know, we're taking care of business. And all of a sudden we'd hear something, you know, we're just like, where are they? Hudson lost his phone twice throughout that day in different stores. It kept falling out his pocket because he was laying on every bed in every chair. And so he had these bad pants on where his phone kept slipping out. So he apparently had lost his phone. I don't know what was going on, but between all of us, it was just a very good time. So highly recommend. But yeah, that's it. It's been a good week, and hopefully everyone is having a good week. Hopefully, and yeah, you're not even kidding about the rain.
Yeah, no, we are living in Seattle right now.
I'm about to be over it. Driving down on the Friday of Memorial Day weekend through Nashville in the rain was a joy for all. But you know, it is what it is. What are we going to do? So, we can't complain. So hope you guys are all having a really good week and finishing up May, and we'll be back next week. And by then we'll be back together again, live in Savannah, Tennessee. So who knows? There's no telling.
There's no telling.
I hope we remember to record and we don't just stay in the pool and be like, what? Oh, wait.
Yeah, if you don't hear from us next week,
we're sorry.
Don't worry about it.
We're sorry. We're either in the pool or it's raining and we're on the porch or we're in the bed in our caftans watching Father Brown or Miss Marple or something. So
I'm just going to tell you, after the last month that I've had, I may not get out of the bed.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. It's time to have a rest. Anyway, we will talk to you guys soon. Until then, goodbye, Pellet.
Hey, Patch.
Hello, lady. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well.
Oh, good. I can hear you too. Yay.
Look at us working, right?
Us doing it. My camera, it's very dark and my camera's very, whatever. You can see me. Here I am.
I see you.
I hope we don't get glitchy. Let's see.
Maybe we won't.
I've got a good signal, so I'm hoping. I don't know. Coming at you live from Chattanooga. There's no telling.
And Savannah, Tennessee.
Tennessee. We are in state together. We're in the same state. This is very exciting. I'm getting closer and closer to you.
By 1 hour. You're 1 hour closer to me.
That's right. Yep.